underway, whether Mary Griffith is ready or not. Laura Sievert is here because it's Wednesday, folks, and it's time to talk about everything going on with the Quincy Society of Fine Arts, Arts Quincy. And so we've got a lot of things going on. One of your member organizations, the Quincy Civic Music Association, is getting ready to start their concert season with some Chinese acrobats that'll be coming to town. They've got season tickets underway for their sale, right?
That's right. Can I just tell you how excited I am about their season?
It's great.
I said, boy, this is one of the best seasons I've ever seen.
It really is. And last year was great, too.
And the first, the opening act, this China Soul is what they're called, is a, it's acrobatics and it's music and it's Chinese martial arts all rolled into one. So it's in a really, unique touring group. This is their first tour in North America, but they've existed since the same year as, the Quincy Society of Fine Arts, actually, 1947. So they're, a very well established group that's toured all over Europe and Asia. But this is their first North American tour, and here they are in Quincy, Illinois. How cool is that?
Yeah, and what's the date for that concert again?
That's October 11th. It's at 7:30 p.m. at Quincy's Morrison Auditorium. This one is going to be one of their biggest, I think, quickest sales of the year.
Yeah.
Because it's just so unique. Tickets are only $25, $25 and $27 at the door.
But if you buy
if there's door tickets.
Ticket.
But let me say, yeah, exactly. Season tickets are $75.
And you get five shows.
So these are really, really amazing shows and acts that you could go spend $110 to see one of them in St. Louis, or you could spend $75 and see all five here this year.
It's going to be great. So mark your calendars for October 11th. That's a Wednesday night. That's the Chinese Acrobats. And then go to Quincy Civic Music Association.
And I do want to mention that QuincyCivicMusic.org does sell the tickets online, but we are now carrying season tickets in Arts Quincy's office. So if you need to stop by the Oakley Lindsay Center, we're their regular business hours. You can stop in and get your tickets there too, those season tickets.
Okay. What's next on our agenda?
Next on our agenda, we've got an entrepreneurial workshop at the Quincy Art Center. So a lot of you out there might be budding artists, right? You might be photographers, or you might be painting, and you think, how do I ever price my work? How do I ever start to build an audience? How do I start to increase the price of my artwork? This is one of those great opportunities to come and learn from people who know. They also tackle ideas like how to handle your taxes and things once you start selling quite a lot of art. This is Saturday from 10 to 2 at the Quincy Art Center this Saturday. They're also exploring contracts and copyright. So it's a really great, great show, or great, great program, I should say. To register, just call the Art Center at 223-5900, and get all of the details at quincyartcenter.org. And Kayla Obert's putting this together. It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be amazing. So if you are an artist and you're tired of just doing it for yourself and your friends and you want to make some money at it, this is how to get you started in the world of being a professional artist, which just means you get paid. Doesn't mean you're any better than anybody else. It just means you get paid for what you do. And the Sunday Music Series, we can't leave without that note.
I'm so excited Sunday Music Series is back. And boy, they've got a great season coming up, too. Again, Sunday Music Series is free to attend to everybody. I mean, they, of course, appreciate a free will offering at the door. But it's free to attend, and it's once a month. This one's Sunday, September 24th, this Sunday, at 4 p.m. at the Unitarian Church there at 14th in Hampshire. And it's Lisa Blake. She's a mezzo-soprano, will be accompanied by a pianist, and really just a free concert, a free opportunity to see some amazing music. They'll be up all season long, all school year long, and we'll be talking about them a lot this year.
Okay, we're looking forward to it. And, of course, as always, artsquincy.org for information about any of the Arts Quincy organizations. Thank you so much, Laura Sievert.
Thank you very much.
North Adams Home has their fundraiser coming up this weekend. We'll talk to them in a moment. We're back. Talk Radio 930 WTAD. The North Adams Home in Mendon is having their 38th annual mini fair. It's going to be Sunday from 11 until 1. And so it's a great chance for you to get an awesome chicken dinner and maybe even more awesome. Steve Bull usually leaves during this part of the Mary Griffith Show, but when Ruth Shoup showed up with homemade candy and Heidi Muge, suddenly Steve is compelled to stay here and supervise. So we're very glad to have all of you ladies here. Ruth, we'll start with you. You're one of the great gerenteers, a volunteer at the North Adams Home. Tell us a little bit about yourself, please.
Yes, I have enjoyed this for over 40 years. anniversary is 40 years this year. It was officially organized in March of 1977, and so we were very active before the home actually opened on October 7th, 1977.
You were one of the people that probably helped get North Adams Home up off the ground and going, right? It took
that,
a whole community.
That is very right. That is very right. We had drives, you know, in order to be able to build this home, and then there was a board of directors. I served there for 4 or 5 years, and then we got involved in this Gerenteer organization.
Okay, and you help out North Adams Home in any way they ask you to, including making delicious treats. Heidi Muge is back.
Hello.
I think it's like a year since I saw you. I think the last time was when you were here. You know the rule. If you bring candy and baked goods, you'll always be invited back, right?
Excellent. That's what we like to hear. We'll keep bringing them in.
Heidi, you don't have quite as much mileage on you as Ruth Shoup does, but you've probably been involved with North Adams Home for a while. Tell us about your involvement.
Yeah. Our church, the Lorraine Methodist Church, always does a candy booth every year since the beginning of the mini fair. And so, and that started, the mini fair is going on.
This is its 38.
38. So we have always had a homemade candy booth, and the ladies of the church, which they are wonderful ladies, they're like little busy bees making all this candy before the mini fair. And so just like we brought today, there's homemade fudge, there's divinity, there's
I can name them all.
Yeah,
I mean,
I
have the Wheel of Fortune here.
Yes.
It's funny, they've got these beautifully arrayed on a plate. There are a few less now than there were a few minutes ago because Steve had to steal his favorites. But some of the candies you can buy at the North Adams Home Fair include turtles, Dreamsicle fudge, which is always delicious, white fudge, peanut clusters, peanut butter fudge, a candy called a millionaire. What's that all about, Heidi?
A millionaire, it has caramel and peanuts in it, and it's covered in chocolate. It's just it's a little bit different than the turtle.
Okay,
I should say
it's just a little. It's
a little bit different.
Better.
It's scrumptious
better.
Though.
It's
wonderful.
Chocolate fudge with pecans, cranberry walnut fudge. That's one of the favorite sellers because again, that's a very unusual combination. You don't get the Buckeye, even in a Illini girl like me. I just don't call them Buckeyes, but I'll eat them. They look like a Buckeye.
They look like a Buckeye.
But they're not a Buckeye.
No.
Because if you keep this one in your pocket for good luck, it'll melt
it's
eventually,
gone.
Right?
It's melted.
What is it, chocolate and peanut butter?
Chocolate and peanut butter. Peanut butter covered in chocolate.
Okay. I wish they'd call them the Illini's, but I guess that wouldn't make any sense because they do look like Buckeyes. Peanut clusters, cashew clusters, date balls. They've just got a wide variety, and this is good old-fashioned farm woman cooking from recipes handed down over the years, right?
That's right.
Now, Ruth, are you part of the candy making, or are you part of the roll making?
I'm with the roll making.
Okay, so you're the big sweet bread maker.
That's right.
Okay, and do you get together at the church in Lorraine and do this, Heidi, or do you do it at the home?
Actually, the ladies, some of them will get together in their homes and make the candy. Sometimes it's made at the church, and they just all bring it together.
And everybody has to sample at least
everybody
one piece
has
of everybody
to
else's
it,
to
yes.
make sure for quality control, right? And do you know how many pounds of candy you make? Do you have any idea?
Oh, I do not know.
Do you know how many pounds I'll gain if I eat all this candy? That might be a better question. Ruth, how about you? How many rolls are you going to make for the North Adams Home Mini Fair?
I bet I will make probably 4 dozen at least.
That's great.
Yes.
Okay, so folks, the North Adams Home Mini Fair is on Sunday, September 24th from 11 to 1. Vicki Tipton, we can't leave you out. But without these volunteers, North Adams Home really could not serve the community the way it does. Because while your staff is primarily concerned about the medical well-being, as well as the physical and emotional well-being, it takes these volunteers like Ruth Shoup and like Heidi Muge to come in and supply those little extras that make North Adams a home and not just a place where you live.
Right. And both these ladies are an example of generations of volunteers. In fact, Ruth Shoup is still employed by North Adams Home as our director of housekeeping and laundry. So she wears many hats.
So you're not only a volunteer,
that is
true.
Wow.
I have been blessed all these years.
So half the time you get to be bossed around, and the other half of the time you say, hey, slack up or I'm not going to make your rolls. Well, that is wonderful. And you know what? I think it's great because some people, they quit working, they retire. We just had, Jeff Kennedy was just on the show. They had a wonderful thing, I'm Hiding in My Pajamas. A lady named Becky Cooker wrote this book because she didn't really plan what she was going to do when she retired. She thought, well, I'll just have all this leisure time, and I'll be on the golf course, and I'll be sunning myself. And she found out that she needed a little bit more purpose in her life. So never retiring may be the answer, just always having something useful to get you going. One of the things that this event really highlights, Vicki, is how good the food is, too, at North Adams Home, because while Ruth Shoup and others are making the rolls and the ladies from Lorraine Church are making the candy, your very own chef is making the chicken, right?
Well, absolutely. It is community volunteers. The Jim Hesse family comes and fries that outside for us. The ladies of St. Edward's Catholic Church make homemade noodles. And Steve Winters, our food services director, does the magic on all the rest. Desserts, mashed potatoes and gravy, vegetables, anything else that you could want. I mean, and we have kept our prices at $8 for an adult.
Great.
And children 3 to 10 are $4. So the thing is that this is a special time for North Adams Home to bring the community area together. We have lots and lots of friends. And to have a great time, enjoy the atmosphere, visit with your friends, and win some fabulous door prizes.
Okay. We'll talk about that in a minute. So is this kind of served, you know, buffet style? And are you outside in a tent? Can you be inside? You know, we used to worry about cold weather, maybe on September 24th. It might be too cold to be outside. That's not going to be our problem this year, is it?
No. And actually, a huge tent will be delivered Friday morning, and that is where the meal takes place. The
okay.
candy sale from the church and the Gerenteer bake sale are inside in our north wing.
Good, because they need to be air conditioned this year. All those millionaires would melt.
Yes.
Yeah, we don't want soggy fudge,
no,
do we, Heidi? No, not after
not.
All this trouble to make it. So, folks, make sure you make your way into North Adams Home as well to get all these great baked goods in addition to your regular feast at your meal. Let's talk a little bit about some other forms of entertainment, because to me, and I maybe it's because I'm getting older, and I think about things my parents used to like to do, and I used to think they're so boring, but now I think that's great. Just sitting around talking with your neighbors and friends, getting together, that's a really important aspect of it. And Ruth Shoup, you probably get to see people at the mini fair that maybe you only get to see once or twice a year, because everybody's so busy. But if they make time to come on Sunday, they'll see a lot of folks, won't they?
That is true. It's a good way to get together and see people that you haven't seen for many, many times, and you'll have a good time.
And a lot of people are going to come over right after church, so it's going to be an ecumenical feast, isn't it? Because the Lorraine ladies will be there, the St. Edward's ladies will be there. Everybody will be coming and partaking. It's kind of like a Sunday chicken dinner at Mom's, only Mom doesn't have to cook this Sunday, does she? She can let North
That's
Adams
right.
do the cooking
right.
for her. That's yes, an even better thing. Talk about the door prizes and the entertainment, would you, Vicki?
Well, the door prizes, we have Andrew Honey Farm gives away a wonderful jug of honey.
Well, Bernie Andrew's great.
We have lovely pumpkins that are donated from Melons and More, the Bartlett family at Ursa, and the Coach House in Quincy donates gift certificates so you can go to breakfast. And we've just got the Adams Telephone Cooperative there. 62 Good Deeds, Let the Good Times Roll, came last Friday and completely made a transformation of our scarecrow garden, because they are going in today, our scarecrows. And so they gave us a couple lovely plants. And there's always all kinds of things available. The scarecrow garden, I know we're on radio, but I know you will appreciate that this spray glue that is on my fingers that's not off yet was acquired by a wonderful idea for the scarecrow garden, was to hot glue candy corn on a pumpkin to be part of a display. Folks, if you can get that to work, I will buy you a cinnamon roll or a piece of candy from the candy cell, because I still can't get the spray glue off my fingers.
So, not everything on Pinterest works, is what you're saying, right?
Right. They need to show me that pumpkin with the corn still on it. But our scarecrow garden is open to the public. Our sponsors of Mini Fair are welcome to put an advertising scarecrow there. And we have prizes and competition between children, between residents, between families. Today, a huge display came in this morning. So
that is fantastic.
And that's open during Mini Fair. So.
Okay. So it's really a day when the whole community, and not just Mendon folks, this is, you know, an Adams County wide and Hancock mm-hmm. County and Pike County too, and everybody around. Sunday, September 24th, this Sunday, serving starts at 11, goes until 1. It's an awesome autumn day is the theme this year at the North Adams Home. And, of course, it is the second full day of autumn. And the temperature reading will be near 89 degrees.
But we'll be cool under the tent. We'll be
that
cool, folks.
And I really, you'd rather have it warm
than hot.
And again, there will be, you can go inside the home and sit and relax if you mm-hmm. feel you're getting a little verklempt.
Right.
So that's good. Before we, and the tickets are $8 for the meal for adults, and 3 to 10 year olds eat for $4. And if you're under 3, you just get a corn cob.
You get a chicken leg. Yeah.
Do whatever you want, and that'll be fine. Heidi Mugi, I think I asked you this last year, but not everybody was listening last year when you answered this question. And I can't remember because I'm old. What is it exactly that you get out of being such a volunteer and advocate for the North Adams Home? What does it mean to the community?
I think over the years with going and volunteering at the North Adams Home is just that it's not what you receive, it's what you give. And when you're giving back to your community and you know that there's a wonderful place that your relatives can go in the older stages of their lives, that's makes it all worth it. And you see the love and the commitment that North Adams gives to the residents. That's what makes it all special.
I think you hit the nail on the head. In small towns, we have to depend on each other. And so having a beautiful place like North Adams Home, which is almost kind of what the old general store used to be, it's almost a gathering place anymore. You've got mm-hmm. so many activities going on there. It's just nice to know that a little bit of effort on your part now will help you maybe have that wonderful place to live. And Ruth, do you ever see the day? Are you going to be an independent cottager at North Adams? Are you going to be moving in someday?
I don't plan to do, but you never know.
You never know. Well, we all never know, and that's what we talk about with Vicki all the time. You never know mm-hmm. when you might need a short-term stay for therapy or rehabilitation. Folks, mark your calendar. Sunday, September 24th, a huge buffet serving style, right?
You go through the line, it's served to you.
And they'll serve it to you, and you can just have as much as you want of whatever you want, and it's going to be fun. And don't forget, if you like fudge, if you like turtles, if you like millionaires, mm-hmm. if you like Buckeyes, if you like dreamsicle fudge, peanut clusters, white fudge, everything you can possibly imagine, every different kind of candy and nut-based and chocolate-based and whatever-based mm-hmm. candy is available, and some wonderful sweet rolls. So eat your fill and then fill up your shopping bag full of all that good candy. Do you ever run out of candy, Heidi?
Sometimes.
Yeah,
some of it goes a little bit quicker than others, mm-hmm. so we have ran out before. So
you kind of keep track of what the most popular are, right?
Oh, they do.
That's right.
Yeah,
because
you don't want to make the same amount of each kind. Because I imagine that while the cranberry walnut fudge, that would not be something that everybody would like, but those that mm-hmm. like it are so grateful that you have it. So
absolutely.
They probably hoard it.
Absolutely.
So,
Mary, you could buy a piece of fudge and bounce in our bounce house, ride our mini train, walk in the cakewalk, and get a balloon animal from Klutzy, too.
Yay. Oh, Klutzy will be there.
She
oh, Klutzy
is
my good friend. You
yes.
tell Klutzy I said hi. I can't come this year. We'll be out of town, Bears fan and I, but mm-hmm. we will be wishing you the best. So I wish you all the best. Ruth, always good to see you.
Thank you.
Heidi,
you too.
Good to see you
good
again.
See
now
you
that
too.
We determined last year we're not related in any way, aren't we?
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Okay.
Mary's related to a lot of people. I found that out.
Well, Well, that's interesting you found that out, because most of my relatives won't claim that. So I don't know how you did that. But anyway, thank you very much. And again, we'll see you Sunday, 11 to 1, up at the North Adams Home. Lots of activities for the kids and for people of all ages. Well, he is not a roller derby queen, and I don't know if he's ever fallen in love with a roller derby queen, but Jim Holtman is here. From the National Rifle Association, and the local chapter is getting ready to have a big fundraising event. And so he wants to let everybody know all about it. So first we have to know all about him. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Mr. Jim.
Well, first I'd like to thank you for having me on your show today.
My pleasure.
And we've got our annual meeting coming up shortly. I've been involved with this committee for 18 years. I'm also the Quincy High School rifle team head coach, and I've been involved with that for 18 years as well. So one seemed to go hand in hand with the other.
The Quincy High rifle team has achieved nationwide status and success, but you're still kind of the unsung heroes. I mean, and part of that is, unlike maybe a basketball game or a football game, you can go and watch a rifle competition, but it's not the same as a soccer or basketball or football game, is it?
No, we're not very exciting to watch. I mean, I've kind of referred to it before as watching grass grow. So it's definitely not a spectator sport.
But it's a great sport and teaches great skills, because in this area with the hunting that we have and just target shooting, I mean, it's a sport you can do your whole life.
Absolutely.
And you don't need 11 other people.
Absolutely.
You just do it by yourself.
Well, and it should be mentioned that our sport, our high school rifle team, probably wouldn't exist without the Friends of the NRA banquets that they're carried out throughout the state. Almost all the equipment we use, and definitely all the firearms that we shoot, have come with grant money from this program.
I agree, and, you know, that's so true of the music program and every other program. So you've got to have your booster club. So the Friends of the NRA make sure the Quincy High Rifle Team has everything it needs to be as excellent as they are. Well, let's talk about this annual meeting, and it's a banquet too, right?
It is. It is 100% a banquet. There'll be lots of games and raffles and guns to be won. We'll be at the Ambiance on October 5th. Doors open at 5:30. There's a lot of people around that don't really even know this banquet exists, and that's one reason why I'm here today, because I'd like a lot of people to understand what we are and what we do. We are not associated with the political side of NRA at all. We are a nonprofit organization. It's a nationwide organization, with state banquets held throughout each state. There was $278,000 given in grants last year just to the Southern Illinois organizations.
That's pretty amazing. And again, you know, a lot of people, when they think of the NRA, the National Rifle Association, they may see them give speeches at political conventions, or they may see them on, you know, CNN or Fox News or talking head programs. And there is a place for political lobbying and all that. But the Friends of the NRA Quincy chapter is more about promoting gun safety and promoting the sport of shooting rather than getting all involved in the politics.
Absolutely. All the banquets throughout the country, all the money benefits youth shooting sports. The rifle team, the Boy Scouts. I've been on the distribution committees before for this state, and it's amazing the amount of money that's given to youth shooting sports. Many clubs couldn't even exist without this money.
Because you're making the commitment that you'll have a weapon for them to use, for example. When I go to be on the Blue Devil basketball team, I'm not expected to bring my own basketball necessarily. You know, some things are provided for me. So not everybody that wants to be on the rifle team, because you don't know if you're going to like it or not. So you don't actually, some people may bring their own rifle and may own their own rifle, but you provide the weapons for them to use.
All they have to bring to shoot with a rifle program is determination and enough money for consumables.
Bullets, which ammunition, which hopefully you get a little bit of help on that, because the cost of ammunition has gone up, hasn't it?
It is, however. Well, starting this year, we've gone to air rifle only.
Okay.
There's not a whole lot of teams around to compete in the 22 caliber small bore. So we've changed our focus completely to air rifle.
Okay. The skills are the same, but just the mechanism is just a little bit different. You're still trying to hit the target. It's just hitting it in a more economical way. Would that be a way to say it?
Yeah, instead of $10 for a box of 50, it's $10 for a tin of 500. So.
That sounds like a great idea. Okay, it is October 5th. It's at the Ambiance, and they can certainly hold a lot of people. Doors open at 5:30. You mentioned, obviously, the people who are coming. Do they have to be members to come, or can they join that night, or can you just come and not be a member?
Actually, there won't be any opportunity. Since we're a 501c3 corporation, we are not allowed to associate with the political side of NRA. We're not allowed to sell NRA memberships. We are completely separated from that side of the organization.
So this is clearly a banquet put on by the Friends of the NRA for anyone who wants to come.
Absolutely.
Knowing that the money they spend will go to support youth shooting sports and other safety programs.
And the money they spend at our banquet and throughout this state will stay in this state. It does not go to a national fund that gets distributed out.
Okay.
And we should also note that we will accept people at the door, but we highly recommend that they buy a ticket ahead of time, because we have to let our caterers know how many we have in advance.
And it's not the same thing, but my husband's into shooting sports and hunting and fishing, and of course, I didn't really grow up in that culture. My dad, when he was a kid, he goes, you know, hunting is not as much fun when you're actually going to go out, and if you don't catch anything, you don't get to eat that night. In the Depression, hunting wasn't a sport. It was a necessity. But it's interesting. I went to, I think, something called the Gun Frenzy or something, and the crowd was overwhelming. I don't think they expected that many people to be there, and it was crazy. It was crazy. There wasn't enough food. Wow. There wasn't enough room. There wasn't enough anything. It was crazy. And it was my first experience really being at something like that, and there was an excitement just to being jammed in with all those people. But it was, you know, for someone like me who was insanity. So please get your tickets early. So let's talk about the cost of the ticket.
Okay, the minimum cost to get in the door would be which will get you in the door, get you in the door prize, and get you a pork chop dinner, is $40. We have additional packages beyond that that will get you raffle tickets ahead of time. You can always buy your raffle tickets once you're there. And they range anywhere from $100 to $300, depending on how much you want to spend. And generally, the packages are a better deal ahead of time than buying them at the event.
Buying your raffle package ahead of time saves you money.
Absolutely.
Okay. And so how do we get these ahead of time?
You can contact our secretary, our treasurer, who happens to be my wife, at 217-440-6767. Or you can also sign up online at friendsofnra.org.
Okay, let's repeat that now. Call Mrs. Holtman at 440-6767 or go online at friendsofnra.com.
.org.
Okay.
.org. And you can find it. When it says find an event, you can click on find an event. It'll come up, and you can find the Quincy event.
And
you can, that way you can sign up online with credit card, and it will be notified that you're in, and we can see you. We will not turn anybody away the night of the event, but it's really nice to have it ahead of time.
But the biggest, juiciest pork chops will be reserved for those who have advance tickets.
They will. It's always a good event.
You don't want to get pig snout, do you? You want the pork chop, right? You don't want the pig snout. So
that's it.
Don't get stuck with crispy stew.
It's been a great event for years and
How many people come? Because you're having it at the Ambiance, so you must be expecting a pretty
big crowd. We've ranged anywhere from a low of about 175 to a high of just over 300.
Wow.
Hopefully we'll have a big turnout this year.
Well, you know, I would hope so, because, again, there is some concern, and we don't have a whole lot of time, and I don't want to ask you too many philosophical questions, but there is great concern that the youth are kind of losing the hunting aspect of it. You could still be a target shooter, but, you know, if you're not raised around guns, or you're not exposed to hunting when you're younger, in this culture, in this neck of the woods, have you seen a decline in the number of youngsters who are hunting?
On the hunting end, I'm not too sure. I think that's still pretty strong.
Still pretty strong here?
Yeah.
Well,
and
he,
also in
this
the,
is the hotbed for it.
The high school team, I mean, we start a huge number every year. We start anywhere from 40 to 50 new kids every year. And they learned gun safety there, and that's just freshmen through seniors.
Mm-hmm.
So I think in the Midwest, it's very, very strong.
Good, because it's got to be around here, of course, and then you'll have Ducks Unlimited and Pheasants Unlimited and all these other great groups that are helping to build the habitat. But, of course, we have to have a way for youngsters to be exposed to the sport of shooting. And, boy, the Quincy High Rifle Team, if you've never heard that we even have a rifle team, we do, and they are national contenders almost every year.
We competed nationally this year, in fact.
So that is great. And so, Jim Holtman, hats off to you and to your dedicated athletes, because, again, it is a sport, shooting sports, and you do it well. Folks, if you want to be a friend of youth and youth shooting sports, you need to get yourself to the wonderful pork chop dinner on October 5th at the Ambiance. The minimum package is $40, but there's a lot of good raffle prizes, probably a lot of guns and stuff like that.
We have somewhere in the neighborhood of 30 guns.
30 guns. I don't even know if we're legally allowed to talk about that on the radio,
sure,
but we just
are.
Did. 30 guns up for raffle. So if you've, this would be a great thing. Go put your money in the till, and maybe somebody will have a brand new weapon under the tree from Santa Claus, and then you can have a big new deer rack on your mantle the next year. Anything else real quick, Jim? We've got about 30 seconds.
Nope, I just encourage everybody to come out and see us at this event. I think they'll have a good time. They'll get a good meal, and maybe they'll get lucky and take something home with them.
That would be great, because my husband didn't win anything at the last one, and he was very disappointed. But, not everybody's going to win, but everybody's got a chance if they've got
We appreciate all the money that comes in for donations anyway. It goes to a good cause, whether you win or not.
Well, thank you.
We appreciate it.
Jim Holtman with the Friends of the NRA, their banquet's October 5th.